This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com or the Joy app. No matter where you are, you can always take Em and Warren with you.
Now, the Reserve Bank of Australia today raised interest rates by 0.25 of a percentage point. So is this the first of another series of increases for this year? And what is the economic outlook for the rest of the year? Well, here to explain it all for us is Peter Martin, the visiting fellow from the Crawford School of Public Policy at the ANU. Peter, welcome back to Drive.
Welcome, and I'm afraid I am the bearer of unexpectedly bad news, at least bad if you've got a mortgage or thinking of getting a mortgage. I thought this would be one and done, or maybe one more increase. Right. We had the survey of forecasters. We published it just on Monday that sort of suggested that. The bank, by using one letter, it's the letter S, in its statement that it released after its board meeting at 2:30 today, one letter indicated there will be plural, quote, further increases in interest rates will be needed over the months ahead. So you're looking at, I suppose, at least two, and in the months ahead implies pretty darn soon. So they've increased by 0.25 points. I reckon you can add another 0.5, another, you know, half a percent. I reckon that adds on a $600,000 mortgage, which is not the typical mortgage, but it's been the typical new mortgage. Mm-hmm. I reckon that adds around another $190 a month on top of the $900 a month since they started doing this in May last year.
So we're up to over $1,000 per month extra, yeah, having to pay, yeah, on the mortgage. So, I mean, what is the desired impact of the Reserve Bank? Is it to get inflation under control? Because that's a big, significant expense.
Yeah, well, you know, you got to use the tools you've got. It doesn't have very good tools. So some people, and these are not the worst off people in Australia by any means, mm-hmm, right? If you've got a mortgage, you probably do. Well, you're doing better in a way than a third of people, because a third of people rent, roughly a third, smaller than that now, own their house outright. And the other sort of third, it's larger than that now because fewer people own outright, are still paying off. So it's the people who are still paying off who have to do all the work. Now, the idea is that we'll spend less. That's happening. We saw retail figures from the Bureau of Statistics just out on Monday this week, actually, that showed that both the amount we spent in the 3 months to December was down on what you'd normally expect. December's always a big month, but seasonally adjusted down. Mm. A very bleak Christmas compared to other Christmases. And the volume of goods was down. That is to say, sure, we spent a bit, but we couldn't buy as much and we didn't. So that, as you would expect, that's starting to take effect. It's a blunt instrument, and it's sort of what's saving the bank a bit is that inflation seems to be coming down of its own accord overseas. But it wants to, keep its foot on the throat of inflation until it can see, maybe not see that it's dead, but see that it's dying.
Peter, is a recession likely to happen here or even overseas?
We ran that question past 29 leading economists. We published the results today. When I say we, I mean The Conversation, the website for which I'm the economics editor, and they put a 26% probability on a recession in Australia in the next 2 years. That's not actually that high. Usually they'd put a 15 to 20% probability on it, because the probability is never nothing. Mm. In the US, they put about a 50% probability. The UK, a 70% probability. They think it's probably already happened. And I imagine after today's signal from the bank that it'll, you know, I suppose, the ugly analogy I used was, keep its foot on inflation, keep its foot on people who might, on the throat of people who might spend for a while longer, that probably increases the likelihood. The Reserve Bank today released as well its economic forecasts, or some of them, releases the full set at the end of the week, and they show extraordinarily weak economic growth for the 2 years ahead. So economic growth is just 1.5%. Now, bear in mind that it said the Australian economy can grow at about 3%. Bear in mind also that immigration or population growth, immigration, babies and so on, around 2%. It sort of indicates that our actual living standards are going to stagnate for at least 2 years, according to the Reserve Bank, and they don't forecast beyond that. So when all of this is over, when they've killed inflation, or inflation has died anyway, and they've stopped the interest rate rises, we're looking at a pretty bleak landscape. And the IMF, International Monetary Fund, put out the forecast for Australia last week, and it had pretty weak economic growth going out as far as they go, which is 2027. So it may not be a recession, but it may well feel like one. We're used to things getting better, mm-hmm. Like most of the time, living standards improve. It is an unusual child, until recently perhaps, who can't expect a better life in terms of living standards than their parents, right? Mm-hmm. We're looking at quite a few years, as we had before COVID, by the way, we had this. We're looking at returning to that situation where economic growth is barely keeping up with population growth. And I don't know if you can remember back before COVID, but there was a general feeling of malaise. The technical word used in the US is secular stagnation, that nothing seemed to be able to get living standards rising much. It looks as if, from today's Reserve Bank forecasts, that that's what it's expecting after this inflation's out of the way and the rate hikes are over.
We're chatting to Peter Martin, economics editor at The Conversation, about the Reserve Bank's decision today to raise interest rates by 0.25 of a percentage point. Peter, we've seen reports of house prices falling. If if you own a house, you've got a mortgage, you're paying an extra $1,000 or so per month, and the value of your home is falling. I mean, that's a pretty scary situation, even though we are saying these people are well off.
Yeah, well, in Melbourne, they fell 6% last year, and the forecast of the leading forecasters for The Conversation, 29 leading forecasters, was another 6%, 5 to 6%, in the coming year. Now, this is good news, right, if you're trying to buy a house. Mm. If you are in a small group of people who bought just before interest rate, just at the peak, right, just before house prices started falling, just before interest rates started rising at the early last year, you're hit in two ways, and it's not nice. You're obviously hit with the extra $1,000 a month because you probably took out a $600,000 mortgage, and then you're hit with house prices not being what they were. Now, what this means is that if you want to shop around, that's your usual advice, get a better mortgage, you might find that very difficult because your house no longer has the value it did to justify the original loan. So there are some people, I suppose those unlucky ones who were caught, just before things changed, who are being hit both ways. I wouldn't want to be one of those people. I suppose if they can hang on, cut their spending, eventually things will come good. But another year of falling house prices.
Peter, great to chat with you. Thank you so much for chatting with us on Drive.
I wish it was.
Hopefully, better news in
brighter
a few
chat,
months.
Better news.
Thanks, Peter. That's Peter Martin from the Crawford School of Public Policy at the Australian National University and economics editor at The Conversation.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.